We are recording right now.
Yeah. Welcome to Underline Podcast, episode pilot.
That's not your real voice.
I know, it's not. It's the 22nd of March, 2007. I'm here with Freddie Byrne. Oh, I'm going to start off. His quote pink jacket on the Yayan, and the beanbag. Johnny, in the corner. Onto his face. Alright. We are from South East Wales.
No, Mac. No, Mac. It's just South Wales.
Yeah,
South East.
Are
we? Yes. Are we? Oh my god.
Where are we?
We're all 13 from South East Wales.
I'm 12.
I'm 12.
Okay, we're all 12 except for me. Alright, 13. And yeah, we're trying out a podcast. It should be quite bad.
Yeah.
And now it's time for grown-up news.
Get your kids out of the room.
Now. Now. Get your kids out of your ears. They can't listen. Your inner child will blow up. Said the inner child. Smoking is being announced as bad for you today, which I think is preposterous because I think it's quite good.
What do you mean it's being announced like back in the 50s or something?
No, now.
It's being banned. It's being banned in public places.
Oh,
no.
I don't know.
Just shut up, Joe.
No, I mean it's bad.
I'm not a smoker.
Did you know that
Yes, I did.
Did you know that there are over 250 different toxins in a cigarette? You didn't, did you? No. You're stroking yourself off.
I guess I am.
Fantastic. One of them is paint stripper. Would you have a swig of that? Yeah? Do you think you're cool when you swig paint stripper? Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're doing when you're smoking cigarettes. Yeah, one of them is tar. Yeah, would you like dig up the concrete on the road and just drink it? Or eat it? Yes. Either one. Would you do that? Huh? No? No, you wouldn't, would you? That's what you're doing when you're eating cigarettes. This is the worst one of all. Rocket fuel. Rocket fuel is bad for you. Also, yeah, would you have a swig of that? Would you have a swig of rockets? Do you think it's cool when you're swigging rockets with your pals? Hey guys, do you want to swig some rockets? Yeah, that's what you're doing when you're smoking cigarettes. Thank you, I'm Matthew Kurz. Time for gaming, and I'm going to let Finny and Yayan take this one. I'll be in the beanbag if you want me.
They can't contact you.
Shut up, boys. We're going to be talking about the PS3, don't hit me. And it's been delayed seven times. Well, it's probably, a bit wrong. Yayan, tell me.
It's effed up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yayan's phone! Get off the phone!
Hello? Hello?
Yayan's phone conversation.
I'm sorry, there's no one there.
You interrupted the podcast for that?
The PS3.
Let me get back on the feedback.
Yayan, do you want to talk about it at all?
I'm not one of those fanboy guys. If it looks good to me, I'll buy it. I don't care if like Microsoft is like.
I don't care either if Microsoft is like.
but you know, what if one day this player blows up?
What if someday Sony goes?
Then that'll just.
But I think the world would probably never trust Sony again.
Anything you want to say to, finish this?
Yeah, what games they're gonna bring out. They're gonna copy all the games that they've done. GTA 7.
I know Oblivion's coming out.
Shut up.
Metal Gear Solid and Devil May Cry and Final Fantasy.
And Oblivion.
I like Devil May Cry.
I know, I actually played it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. They've confirmed it for the Xbox 360, so I'll probably get that.
Yeah, you should.
They might be bringing out Metal Gear Solid and Final Fantasy for the Xbox 360 as well.
Awesome Metal Gear Solid.
What? You never pronounce it, sort
of? No.
Yeah,
seriously? Seriously? Am I the only one here that's playing Metal Gear Solid?
Yes, probably.
Oh, Johnny has, he's also. That's funny, because Johnny doesn't know what games are.
He's playing with
Judge Morbid.
You guys seriously?
Oh, sorry, Judge Dredd. Sorry.
You guys seriously need to play Metal Gear Solid. I mean,
Johnny,
the stealth is amazing.
It's like saying the fighting is amazing in a fighting game.
And Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence.
The backgrounds are amazing.
Subsistence. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the co-op one there is.
Didn't James have that on his phone?
I hate mobile games.
Oh no, that's silence.
We do not mention mobile games.
Except for Pong.
No.
No, it doesn't. They're like Owen.
Yeah.
Owen got really
offended. Owen
got really offended when I offended Pong. So, yeah, that was it. Yep.
Yeah.
And back to Matt.
And you can catch the PS3 No Way on March 23rd.
Literally catch it in your hands. Flying!
HMV just like opens up.
Oh my god!
Enough the delays. Merry Christmas! Ow, my head! This guy has PS3 syndrome. Give him some Devil. Give him some Halo. Anyway, he'll be fine.
On to movie reviews.
Okay. Movies.
Are those real fish?
No. Movies. I haven't seen a movie in a while. I think the last one I saw... I think it was Epic Movie. Which I'm not even going to talk... It's indescribable how bad it was. If you want me to do a full review on it, then don't contact me because I won't do it. Johnny. Wait.
I know nothing about movies.
Yeah, Johnny's Amish, so he doesn't have any entertainment.
I'm not Amish.
It's pronounced Amish? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna do Casino Royale. It came out like 2 days ago on DVD and I got it.
March 19th.
Yeah, and I got it yesterday.
Well, then, John.
And I kind of, watched it all. Yeah, so it's a really good film, a lot of, gambling, shooting, James Bond actions.
I know James Bond, he's my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it in your film?
Swing rockets with James.
James Bond.
Yeah, so, Ryan?
He likes rockets.
Well, I'll be talking about an upcoming film for all you Turtles fans called TMNT. I think it's about 10 years since TMNT Tales 3, and apparently it's connected to that. Alright, so you guys won't get this, but it's apparently they mention about Shredder's death, so of course that means no Shredder. But what I've seen from the trailers, I've seen that the foot will be in there, and of course that weird little splinter that speaks weirdly, and he looks like that guy from the film.
Doesn't he look just like Finn?
Splinter looks like Finn.
Who's Splinter? From Turtles. Master Splinter.
You hate him!
So, I don't know when it's coming out. I'm just really looking forward to it because I'm a fan of Turtles. So if you are too, then see it now.
But it's not out yet.
Well, when it comes out, it's probably available in America.
China!
Turtles! We're actually being some section technical prepared. I can't even speak now.
Turtles!
There's all things on ways.
Turtles!
Wait, guys, jump out the window!
And you can catch
it's
Teenage
Mutant. It's on a bike.
And you can catch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, the new one.
Yeah.
whenever it comes out, because
I think it's March 30th, I don't know.
Yeah, surprise
it's my
out.
Birthday! Yay!
And we won't be here to celebrate it, because stop it, everyone! Shut up! The beanbag! Thank you.
And now for my favourite segment, Fags on MSN.
This is a great song.
Okay, we have a choice today. Alright, we have... Oh, my mouse needs on trailer. DJ Sean. Danny number one. Gangsta Paradise. Chelsea the Easy, like Sunday Morning.
He's not a fag.
Weefy, Rich, Nathan.
Oh, he's definitely a fag,
man. I have a Mackie game.
It's me.
Fenton and Chris Triffitt.
Hey, it's a turtle. It's a sign.
Wow. No, but he's busy. You can see by the green man that he's busy.
Who's Chris Triffitt?
I think he's my friend off Xbox Live. See, there's good Chris and bad Chris. He's a bad Chris. Because he's weird.
Remember that fat Chris in Year 7? You pushed on the hill.
Oh yeah, I push him all the time. I think we should go for Gangsta Paradise.
Yeah.
I do think she fancies me.
Okay, so this is
for... What's that?
So, all those things.
Matty says, what's that? Alright, and a DP, display picture, is Angel.
Angel or Devil, you just
know. Ooh, saucy. Wink, wink. No.
It's disturbing.
She's speaking. How are ya?
Flashing light!
Fighted for see girl! Ya. It's the fighted girl! How are ya, matey?
I'm good. How are
say bro.
You?
Say bro.
Bruv. This is a chick, by the way.
Surprisingly.
Actually, the one that from...
LA.
Yeah.
Him been in LA.
Oh yeah. Just she likes stuff like R&B and like Pit My Ride and So You Think You Can Dance and stuff
exhibit.
Like that.
Exhibit!
Well, I don't mind Pit My Ride.
Like,
I'm...
Oh, right, that's why this thing is loading.
Oh, it's like gay emoticon.
I'm... And then it's like this big, like, Dracula. I'm gay!
I'm
fading.
I'm okay. Except the O is in a shape of a love heart.
And it's flashing.
And it's flashing. It's got two stars above the O. It's kind of cool, but scary.
No, there's one above the
I'm gonna
one
add
one
it as my favorite emotion ever. Lol.
Baby.
Okay, no. KL, KL.
Oh, right. That was video game video.
Johnny's balls dropped.
Well done, Finn, well done. Okay, listen, troll.
Johnny, I didn't know.
Well done, John.
www2.
Oh, she's gone offline.
Chelsea just took Chelsea.
Well,
that's all for MSN facts. Join us again next time.
No, we have more.
Sean, loving Luke, baby. Forever.
Yeah, we're just gonna read the screen names of people in our
year. Okay, so who's
alright, a mobile phone with legs and an antenna.
Shells.
Yeah. Shell.
Loving.
_ loving. Heart. Dr. Tass.
Okay, then a picture of a camera.
A camera.
Poser equals.
Poser moi.
Poser moi. Camera.
Star.
All you need is faith. Trust and pixie dust.
DJ a star phone with legs.
No, it's all you need is
faith. Yeah, we know. We can read, Johnny. Well done.
Personal message. All I can say is I'm never drinking again. LOL.
Love my sexy twin, Sean.
Sex.
Cool. Twins. Just what I'm into.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Hold on. We'll look at Sean's.
Alright, yeah.
Gotta find out what it is. This is Kimberly.
You know.
That's the American girl sister.
heart, you know me, don't you?
And then a thumbs up, Kimberly!
Kimberly! I sleep with Charles Versailles, Kimberly!
Okay, be Charles.
S.
Double I.
L. L.
No, it's A. I.
Yeah, I know.
Roman numerals. Charles to
Heart.
Heart with apostrophe in it, for some reason. Not Luke. Three baby.
I want three babies. Look, three babies.
Homa out mid Levi and Emma and Sarah and Jeffs and Duke and Legends.
She and Heart apostrophe look three times three list you legend our best friend Sean and Chels and Sarah for three.
Okay, I'm just gonna try and translate that. Sean loving Luke's Cal me.
Cal loving Luke's motorbike.
No, shut up. Cal my Alki. No, Cal
Alki.
Cal and my Alki mate.
Yeah.
Levi, Emma, Sarah, Chelsea, Derek.
Declan!
Yes. Lou, Ledge are all legends. Sean, loving Luke, Ellis, you, legend. Best friend, Sean, Chelsea, and Sarah, for life.
Yeah, you should have. You should actually. If anyone's listening to this, then you should, put the MSN dresses on.
No, don't.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Yeah,
it's pretty weird. Yeah, I'll
give him Craig's off. Yeah, give him
Craig's. Craig. No, it's pizza. Claggy 2K7 pizza.
Pizza Gray. Pizza.
Yes.
Okay, that's all for MSN fags. Tune in for next week.
And now for
Die. And now for and now for extreme weather with Johnny. Johnny, how's the weather today?
Crap.
Thank you. It's time for Scientist of the Week. Ta-da! Scientist of the Week is Selman Abraham Waxman. Selman Abraham's Waxman, born July 22nd and died 16th of August 1973, was a Ukrainian American. Hello? Oh, yeah, it's okay,
Hello?
Was a Ukrainian-American biochemist and microbiologist who researched in organic substances, largely into organisms that live in soil. Is that right there? Is that right there?
Yeah, organism.
Yeah,
organism.
Orgasms over the sun. And the
said orgasms again.
And the decomposition led to the discovery of streptomycin. And several.
Strap Thomason.
Oh, you ruined all the fun, then.
Yo.
Strap Thomason.
Shut up. And several and other antibiotics. Johnny, do you want to take it from here?
Okay. A professor of biochemistry and microbiology at Rutgers University.
For 4 decades.
His work led to the discovery of over 20 antibiotics, a word which he coined.
Wow! I coined it as well. I coined it first, though. I'm the best coiner in the world.
And the procedures that have led to the development of innumerable others. This proceeds in.
Okay, we're bored now. He won the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine in 1952. That's all for Scientist of the Week.
Julius sucks.
And time for Spider Time!
Spiders! Spiders everywhere!
Spiders! Spider Time! almost 40,000 types of spiders are known to exist, but we'll choose only one this week. And that one will be...
Water spider.
The six-eyed sand spider.
Cool. That sounds good
for a ghost, right? Yeah. Okay. The six-eyed sand spider... Saxicarashani... is a medium-sized spider found in the desert and other sandy places in South Africa. Sandy like in my bed. It's full of sand. Sand everywhere. He's a member of the Cicada family. Cicada. Shut up! I'm reading the spider time!
Cicada.
Close relatives may be both found in Africa and South America. Its near cousin, the Velucidibu, is found worldwide. Due to its flattened stance and lickabigolets, it is also known as the six-eyed crab spider. Essays of its venom are led to some to recognize the spider's bite as most dangerous on record.
Try to set a word record. Alright, get a spider.
Oh god!
No, that's not.
Oh good, we did it! You can get up now. Spider is eating my brains. You have a lisp, by the way, yeah.
What is it?
I'll find one more thing. There is some question as to the danger posed by the spider. It's very shy and unlikely to bite humans. There are few, if any, recorded human bites. However, toxicology studies have demonstrated the venom particularly potent. Yeah, I'm bored now. Alright, that was Spider Time. Hope you enjoyed Spider Time. With Spider Time.
Every week.
Spider Time.
Spiders.
Spider Time. And our last segment of the day, visual joke. We need some music, don't we? Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Yeah. This is visual joke number 3. Oh, I better not slip on this banana peel.
He fell.
And that was visual. That was visual joke number 3. Okay, we'd like to say goodbye now. Thank you for listening. See how this goes. We might do another one next week. We're off to record our band, so we'll see you later. Goodbye.
I really enjoyed it.
Goodbye from Finn Finn.
I really enjoyed doing this, so thank you, and John.
Spiders!
Bye.
That was the All American Rejects with their album Move Along. For more information, go to allamericanrejects.com. Thank you for listening.